Welcome to the Improvised Wikipedia Podcast. I'm here with John Lunger.
I'm here with Glenn Tickle. This is the podcast where we take on Wikipedia. The two of us attempt to make a better Wikipedia page than all of the entire universe who can update Wikipedia.
Starting from scratch, where this is the fifth entry into the new and better Wikipedia, which is full of very real facts that we know with our brains.
It's true. For those keeping score, we technically are losing to Wikipedia right now. We've got one, Wikipedia's got two, and we tied one time as well.
That's, yeah, we did. We did do that. I forgot, but I believe you. So, to start, I'm going to need a number between 1 and 11.
10.
Well then, we are doing a Wikipedia entry today on reality.
Reality.
Reality. Just the concept of reality submitted by Tim Gehrig.
Thanks, Tim.
You may see him perform as Tim Mateo. He's a great guitar boy. He has a great song about Kurt Cobain sucking.
I like him already.
Which is true. It's true that he has that song. It's true that Kurt Cobain sucks. That is some reality for you right there.
That's a hot dish of reality served by Glenn Tickle.
Ooh, so, what are the big headlines in the reality Wikipedia page? History of reality.
History of reality. I feel like we start with the definition, right? So, like, I think reality is a human construct, right?
No.
No?
But
you don't think so?
No. Things, if all the humans die, things keep going.
Like, do they, though? We're not there to experience them, Glenn.
Yeah. I keep trying. My daughter is 5. I think I've said on every episode so far.
Yeah, probably.
She's getting a handle on what's real and what's not real.
Sure, yeah.
Took a little while to convince her that when she goes to bed, the world does not stop.
Right.
Like, mommy and daddy have a life after 8:30.
Right, well, that's adorable and cute and part of growing up, but I'm saying if we all die, I mean, it's a tree falls in the forest type thing. I haven't mastered object permanence yet, so...
Right, I'm saying you're operating on the same level as my 5-year-old.
She's actually doing better than I am, if I'm being honest. Reality is the state of existence.
Yes, just things being is reality. Like, if there were no humans, there could be rocks and stuff. They'd still be there, just because dumb humans aren't there to look at them and go, oh, look at that rock. Is it igneous or sedimentary?
I just, it's interesting to me that you can't win, right? Like, I've already moved on, and you're still arguing your point. It's like, yes, Glenn, you won. I have moved on. Let's continue doing this
now
Wikipedia page.
Space rocks. Yeah, so reality is just things existing. What's the history of reality? When did it pop off? Big Bang? Are we going Big Bang?
I'm going Big Bang.
I want to not, just because you are.
We're allowed to agree on things.
I know. I don't know why I'm being so argumentative this time around.
I think you bring up an interesting point. Like, is the Wikipedia page for reality going to dip into, like, the creation, you know, theories of, you know, creation, you know? Is it going to go that deep? I don't know that it will. I actually think it's going to spin more into, like, scientists and philosophers and their various takes.
Sure. So we've got that cave nonsense. We've got thinking, therefore you amming.
Mm-hmm.
We've got probably more than those two.
Yeah, but can we back up for a second? What's
sure.
that cave nonsense?
The cave nonsense is when all y'alls are in a cave. And you see shadows on the wall of the cave.
Uh-huh.
And you're like, oh, well, that's reality. Those shadows are that's everything in the whole world. And then you find out you're in a cave and you leave the cave. And you're like, oh, we're dummies. Those are just shadows. That's some dumb bullshit. We need to look at, like, trees and rocks.
Right. What kind of rock is that? Is it igneous? That igneous rock is definitely real.
Get that igneous. But then, I want to say that Socrates is one of them.
Okay. I was hoping it was a Glenn Tickle original, because that shit was whack.
No, it's like the cave parable of the cave, something. It's Socrates, Plato, Aristotle, one of them. They all kind of run together because they were buds.
Yeah. I vaguely remember that from Bill and Ted.
Yeah. So, I also, that might be wrong. I might not have gotten all those details.
Stop undermining our Wikipedia entry here.
Yeah, fair point.
We are losing, sir.
Fair point. So, yeah, because you're in an enclosed space, right? Mm-hmm. That's the cave.
Right. We're
so
in a room right now.
Everything around you is what you know as the world. Uh-huh. You see shadows on the cave from the entrance you can't get to.
Right.
And you use those to try to figure out what's going on in the world, but you're a dumb idiot who lives in a cave.
Right.
So you There's can't figure out anything.
Not going to be a "you're a dumb idiot who lives in a cave" section of the reality Wikipedia page.
I disagree.
I mean, there should be. Yeah, I agree with you. There should be, but there won't be.
So then you get out of the cave and you realize there's more. You get a better understanding, but then...
Yeah, it's like the ancient philosopher way of saying, read a book, you idiot.
Yeah,
there's a lot out there.
And I want to say, whichever ancient philosopher it was, I think fell short of being like, oh, well, then there's also stuff outside of where you are, outside of the cave. Like,
right. Take a look. It's in a book. Reading Rainbow.
Right, you go from the cave to whatever shitty island your cave was on.
Right. So you're basically saying there's a lot of shit. Reality is everything.
Everything.
Right, the definition of reality is everything.
It just says, like, the Wikipedia entry for it just says
everything,
and then that's it.
Period. And then it's just citations.
It's just citations, which are links to every other Wikipedia entry.
Yeah.
Because
it's
all reality, baby.
Yeah, when we look up this Wikipedia page, the internet's going to collapse in on itself.
It's just going to form a black hole.
Thanks, guy who wrote about Kurt Cobain sucking. Tim.
You done goofed us.
You done goofed us. This is how it ends.
Yeah.
This is how the world ends.
So I think we could look at alternate realities.
Oh,
right?
That's going to be good. Right. There's definitely going to be an alternate reality section. I think we need to flesh out a virtual reality section.
Yeah.
And then reality TV.
Sure.
Those are probably the three big ones.
All sounds great to me. So, alternate realities.
Right.
What do you think?
This is like some Mandela effect bullshit. Is that what we're going to dive into now?
Yeah, we can go Mandela effect.
Okay. Yeah, I'm for it. You know, the concept that there are an infinite number of parallel universes, they're each their own reality, where there's every conceivable permutation of everything ever. Right?
Yeah, I don't think there's an unlimited number. I think the number is like
17.
Yeah, that's a good one. I was going to say like 7 or 12, but I'll get behind. Because you, like, in comics, multiverse stuff is very common.
Right.
And you go, and then there's, like, Earth 14, where, like, Batman's got a pink suit, and he's kind of a jerk. And then, like, Earth 39, where Batman is a werewolf.
Yeah, and Earth 57, where Batman owns a small go-kart track outside of Gotham City.
Yeah. But they're all... I don't like that interpretation of it.
Uh-huh.
Because... For there to be Batman, as an example,
right?
So many things have to happen in a very specific order for Batman to happen.
Well, for your reality's version of Batman,
any Batman, batsman, any batsman, a lot has to happen to get there. So then the idea that, like, everything happened way differently, but then also still Batman's, but with a different suit, or he's a werewolf.
Right.
Is bananas to me.
Okay, like, so there's you're
I'm
willing
on board
to accept
with there
12
being,
to 17.
Sure. Earth 14, what's up? I believe there. Yeah.
Yeah,
but
hi,
you
Earth
don't
14,
have Batman.
Right. So then
you probably don't have people.
Right, they and maybe they have plural batsmen. You don't
You've
know.
You've got all Batman.
Yeah, it's an entire reality of nothing but batsmen.
There's one guy who's not a Batman, who just
Alfred. I think his name's Alfred.
And he's so busy because he's attending to all these.
How
batsmen.
Are you today, sir?
Oh, he's doing nothing.
No
but
time for chit chat. On to the next
nothing
batsman.
But making cold soup.
Oh, a Vissi Schwaz callback to one of our earlier episodes.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
That's a good soup
Glenn
joke.
Tickle bringing the heat. But to bring this back to the original point, so the Mandela effect is the idea that when we have these small, like, moments where these universes intersect, it can have a like a ripple of like a small fact changing. Most famously, obviously where the name comes from, some people remember Nelson Mandela dying in the 80s, when in fact that's not actually the case. The Berenstain versus the Berenstain Bears is another popular one.
Yeah. Which is, it's just the dumbest explanation for not wanting to admit you're wrong.
Right.
Like, I don't like admitting I'm wrong either, but I'm not going to lie to you and say there's a whole other reality where I'm right.
Like, just because you thought, like, the guy, Uncle Moneybags from Monopoly had a monocle and he doesn't.
Right.
So, like, the only rational explanation could be another parallel reality.
You, another human with dignity, might actually have knowledge that I don't have, or you're a dumb idiot and there's a whole universe that I'm creating just because... I'm pretty sure Sinbad was in a genie movie when I was a kid.
Right. Which, can we be honest, like, nobody wants that. Like, why does everyone, like, have this nostalgia for, I need Sinbad to have been in a genie? Honestly, that's not really stretching Sinbad as much as he can be stretched, right? The guy's a talented performer.
As a society, we're really underutilizing Sinbad.
That's fair.
Like, we're not letting him reach his maximum potential.
Yeah, it's like give Dwayne The Rock Johnson a day off and let Sinbad get some work.
Can you imagine?
Too Fast, Too Furious starring Sinbad?
What's that one that we already talked about in an earlier episode? Rampage.
Rampage, yeah.
Starring Sinbad. As...
So good.
I don't remember. I watched a clip from it where... I learned the Rock's name in the movie, and I forget what it was, but I was going to say as him, as Sinbad.
I'd also accept the Rock's character being Sinbad. Like the Rock playing Sinbad? Ooh. Like a biopic starring the Rock?
A biopic with...
Biopic or biopic?
I said it differently than you just...
The only logical explanation is you're from a different timeline.
Yeah, just because you said it. If you said it the other way, I would have said it the way you said it.
You know, on Earth 14, Glenn Tickle is very agreeable.
Biopic makes sense to me. It's a biographical picture.
Yeah, biopic sounds more like a...
your eyes are broken.
Yeah, or you're going to have a procedure done.
Yeah, they're going to just get in there, get a little piece of you, get in there with a little tweezers on a robot arm.
Like the Operation board game.
Yeah. Did you know that the Operation... God, I was going to try to think of a Mandela effect thing about the Operation Nose is orange.
No.
When it lights up, it turns orange.
See, you explained what you were doing to me, so I know it was,
no,
it
well,
was a
yeah.
ruse.
No, because there's an alternate reality where that didn't happen. That's the one I'm from, really.
Yeah.
You are just transported. I don't know what... Like, I don't understand the end goal of the Mandela people.
I don't know that there is a goal.
Like,
other
what
than
do you win?
There's not everything's a prize. You don't get a prize. Like, what happens when we prove that we're better than Wikipedia at the end of this podcast's triumphant run?
Well, then we get Wikipedia, I think, is what happens.
I like that.
Is that
now I'm actually going to try.
That's what I'm in this for.
All right, so that's the end of the alternate reality
Wikipedia
section.
Wikipedia is going to be mine. We just
nailed the alternate reality section. Virtual reality is up next.
Virtual reality, invented by the Lawnmower Man. and I would say perfected by
the Lawnmower Man, for sure.
It looked great. It was just spot on. I like how the guy from Mrs. Doubtfire tried to stop that bad lawnmower man.
If you haven't listened to the episode of How Did This Get Made where they do Lawnmower Man, you should invest the time. It's real good. Real good. I mean, don't feel bad about the jokes that you made. They were fine. They were unique. You haven't heard the episode. It's fine. You're not ripping them off. I'm just saying, if you're a Lawnmower Man aficionado, go listen to it.
I'm not, but as a small boy, loved it.
Loved it?
Could not get enough Lawnmower Man.
Huh.
Because it had computer stuff in it, and that's all I needed as, like, an inroad into enjoying your film.
Right.
Even though it was bad, and the computer stuff didn't make any sense.
Right.
And it wasn't a great movie with a story that made any sense.
Yeah, no, you bring up a good point, because I think bad. I think we can frame this entire virtual reality section by just saying virtual reality started and perfected by the Lawnmower Man, ruined by the second two movies in the Matrix trilogy.
Yeah,
and like that's perfect. Just the lifespan of virtual reality, done.
Yeah. Also, it upsets me because 3D glasses and VR headsets and stuff give me migraines.
Yeah, me too. So, me too. Oh my God.
So
besties.
I don't mess with it. So like, you know how old people are bad at technology?
Yes.
Typically, like mm-hmm. we're speaking very broadly. Obviously, mm-hmm. there's old people who know how to use computers and stuff. Don't at me. But in general,
they're not going to. They don't know how to do it.
Oh, in general, they're bad at it. And a friend of mine is a elderly man. And he's like, you know, at a certain point, I just didn't care about what my phone could do. And I feel like that's the moment that I got left behind technology-wise. And I was like, oh, that's VR for me. Like, that's...
Yeah. I once drank a bottle of wine and went to see an Alien sequel in 3D and got such bad vertigo that I woke up on the floor of the bathroom at the Rave movie theater.
Yeah, that sounds like a great night out.
It was interesting. It was interesting. This guy came, he's like, oh my God, are you okay? And he was trying to help me. And I like somehow talked my way out of him making it a big deal.
Yeah.
And I stumbled back into the movie theater, but then it dawned on me, oh, that guy definitely just called the cops.
Yeah.
Because I was like, you know.
Yeah, as a boy who's prone to fainting, it is hard to wake up on the floor and convince people you're okay.
Yeah, no, I don't recommend it. I do not recommend it. So that's virtual reality. We got to close this out, closing out the reality Wikipedia page with reality television.
Reality television. The news, probably the first reality TV.
Definitely.
When they're like, hey, this building was on fire before. This guy got punched. This guy did a crime. And this guy is the president now.
Yeah.
That's reality television.
Yeah, all of those guys are the same person. Whoa, too real, 2018. Yeah, news is the first and only true reality TV. What we know now is actually, it was popularized by Geraldo opening the vault.
Right? Capone's vault.
Capone's vault, right? Like,
Al
I think
Capone's
that was
disappointing vault.
Yeah, that was sort of like a hybrid live TV and reality TV. I mean, people are going to go to the real world.
Yeah,
the
that was sort
of it,
a news thing, but
yeah,
it was
see,
like
that was
presented
where we
as like a big event.
Yeah, that's where the news jumped the shark.
Because there's no actual news going on in Al Capone's vault. Like, there wasn't anything of note at all, but what's the most interesting thing that could have been in there that would be, like, legit
a vault
front
full
page?
Of batsmen and one Alfred serving them cold soup.
This is the dimension. This is the door to the dimension where Nelson Mandela died in the 80s, and also it's Berenstain Bears.
See, you've already come up with some plausible options of why they would want to go in there. You need to work on
that's
suspending
Earth,
your
that's
disbelief.
Earth 14.
You know, you need to embrace whimsy, Glenn Tickle. You need to learn how to just step outside of that logic machine that's perched on your two shoulders and really kind of put yourself out there and just see what Al Capone's vault has for you.
It's got nothing. But I think you're right. You brought up real world.
Yeah, I think that's going to be...
Because once... People stopped being polite and started getting real.
Yeah, I mean, the word real was in the name of the show and the show synopsis.
Well, that's you're supposed to say real. It was originally Real Worldality TV.
Right.
But they
real
shortened
worldality.
It to Reality TV.
Yeah, because it's way easier to say.
Yeah.
Because try it. Listeners, say along with us right now. Real Worldality. It's Real Worldality.
Yeah. You can just say reality TV. No,
yeah, we know
acceptable.
What you mean now.
Everyone knows that you're really just trying to say real worldality TV.
You strike me as a guy that never really watched any reality TV.
No.
Yeah.
I was young enough when the real world started to not really relate to any of the people, but feel like it would be a cool thing if I was watching it.
Yeah, no, I get that. Yeah,
I don't remember what year it started, but I was probably fifth grade ish, where
you and I being of relative approximate age.
Yeah.
You know what? I will tell you what. I never was really into the real world, but I have two distinct reality TV moments. One, in college, I loved the Osbournes, the train wreck that was.
Because Jack Osborne and I look very similar.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
And I know
holy
this
shit.
Because
I can't unsee that. Yeah.
For the years that show was on the air, every single person told me that.
Yeah. Don't feel bad, Jack Osborne. I'm Drew Carey. Your silence is deafening. Thanks.
It's not that you don't look like him at all.
Right.
But I wouldn't say that you look
like him. Well, I mean, when he was on TV and not creepy looking on The Price is Right. It was more of a prevalent thing.
So you look like fat Drew Carey?
Yeah.
Don't put yourself down like that.
I mean, it's just, it is what it is. I'm a specific body type. Oh, so the other reality TV moment that I have is I remember the first time I watched Survivor, and I was really disappointed in what it actually was.
Because no one died?
Yeah, kind of. You know, I was more of like expecting like a Bear Grylls kind of like literally having to survive, not a adult ABC version of Legends of the Hidden Temple.
Yeah. Ooh, see, if you pitched it to me as that, I'd be all...
Well, I mean, that's kind of what it is, but less fun.
My dad enjoys Survivor and a lot of other reality television shows. Mm-hmm. I don't care for them. Although I've been on, I would say, more of a magazine show than a reality TV show, the way my, but like...
Defend your position. What have you been on?
I was on a roller coaster show called Roller Coaster Party. I don't remember the name of it. It was on
it
Travel
should
Channel,
be that name.
where myself and several of our mutual friends rode some roller coasters at a local theme park, and they filmed us, and then they put it on the television.
Right. So that's more, to me, that's more of an actual like documentary almost, right?
But it was so fabric. It was like, I knew, I have a film degree, and I'm not a dumb idiot. Like, I understand.
You don't live
how
in a cave.
TV
you understand what shadows are, right. And that is definitely an igneous rock.
Exactly.
We know, Glenn.
Exactly.
You're a smarty pants.
But the level to which they were manufacturing things that they didn't need to, like, if you watch that show, we were supposed to go on this one ride first and then the big scary roller coaster. Mm-hmm. And the producer's like, we're going to do it opposite. We're like, well, why? We're here before the park opens. There's literally no reason to do it that way. We later found out it was because the ride was broken.
Well, I mean, that's not artificial manufacturing.
But,
that's just making the talent feel comfortable.
Right. But then he's like, but we still have to shoot it that way. So we'll shoot it like you went on this ride first. So we had to go look at the fake ride. And then also we had to ride the roller coaster, I think, 8 times total.
Mm.
After 5, one of us got sick. So they tagged someone in to replace our friend.
Sure, right.
They're like, you have a yellow shirt on too. No one will notice that you don't look even remotely similar.
And then they woke up on the floor of a rave movie theater with a guy trying to decide if everything was okay.
Yeah. So I think they could have just been like, hey, look, we've got these local comedy idiots. We're going to make them ride this roller coaster 8 times and then ask them if they still think it was a good idea to tell their friend Dan that they would do this.
Nice.
But instead, there was a whole fabricated narrative about how that day went.
All right, so that's the end of our Wikipedia page for reality,
that's
right?
That's everything.
All right, you ready to actually see the Wikipedia page?
Crack it open.
Okay. The very first thing of note on this Wikipedia entry is an italicized line that says, not to be confused with realty. You know, so all those people that are looking up, I want to learn more about realtors.
Yeah.
On Wikipedia, they end up on the reality page by accident. They're looking out for you.
They're like, oh man, houses are complicated.
All right, reality is the state of things as they actually exist, as opposed to an idealistic or notional idea of them. I feel like that's the cave bullshit that we talked about.
Yeah, that's we crushed it.
Yeah.
With reality is everything.
Nailed it, Wikipedia. Nice try. Reality includes everything that is and has been, whether or not it is observable or comprehensible.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's everything.
Nailed that too. With the space rocks.
I don't remember saying anything about space rocks.
Because if all the people are dead, then there's still rocks in space, and they may be igneous.
I need to work on being a better listener. A still broader definition includes that which has existed, exists, or will exist.
I was going to say they left off will exist.
Yeah, but no, they didn't. Philosophers, mathematicians, and other ancient modern thinkers such as Aristotle, Plato, and some other jerks have made a distinction between thought corresponding to reality, coherent abstractions, and that which cannot even be rationally thought. By contrast, existence is often restricted to solely that which has physical existence or has a direct basis in the way that the thoughts do in the brain. So in other words, we named some of those old people, so we're still shot for shot with the actual...
Yeah, I would say that counts because I mentioned Aristotle.
Nailed it. Then they talk about the truth and some universal
it's out there.
Problems.
I know that because my wife watches the X.
All right. Worldviews and theories. They do recommend related concepts of truth and fact. So there's Western philosophy, the state of being, perception.
Do any of them mention the cave bullshit?
Oh, that's a good. I'm just going to scan really quick. I'm going to do a control F. Yeah, and look for the word cave. No listing a cave on this Wikipedia page. I feel like that's squarely a point in our.
I mean, the thing is, if whatever word you type in, if it's not in the reality page, then it's a point against Wikipedia, I would say. Because it should cover all of reality, and caves are part of that.
It's true. Technically, there should be no Wikipedia page for reality. It should just be live your life, you idiot. All of this is the Wikipedia page.
Your life is the Wikipedia page for reality.
All right. There's some bullshit about anti-realism.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
That's nonsense. I don't know what it is, but I don't like it.
So we got the concept of being, the concept of perception, abstract objects and mathematics, properties, time and space. Possible worlds. This is sort of like what we were talking about, but not nearly as interesting. No, it's super boring. I don't recommend reading this Wikipedia page.
I don't remember. I mean, unless you have to do like a project, don't read anything. Stop.
That feels off-brand for
you. Just listen. Here's the thing. I secretly hate books. I'm a big Dorcas, and my wife's a librarian, so I feel like I'm not supposed to tell people. I hate reading. It's hard. Books are bad. Don't ever learn facts. Just make it up. Listen to podcasts, and then you know everything.
My favorite thing about you is how much of a self-serving whore you are. Back to the actual Wikipedia page for reality, there is a section on multiverse, and I feel like this is really going to decide if we won or if this page wins. The multiverse is the hypothetical set of multiple possible universes that together comprises everything that exists. It's the entirety of space, time, matter, and energy, as well as the physical laws and constants that describe them. The term was coined in 1895 by the American philosopher and psychologist William James. Duh, we all knew that.
Yeah, Willie James.
Yeah. Bill Willie James. Bill Willie Jim Jams. In the many worlds interpretation, one of the mainstream interpretations of quantum mechanics, there are an infinite number of universes and every possible quantum outcome occurs at least in one universe. So we hit that, and we also proved it wrong by just declaring there only being 17 universes.
It was stupid.
Yeah. Get back in your cave, Wikipedia page. All right, so that's kind of it. There's a lot of notes, some references. Honestly, a really dense Wikipedia page. I don't know. I feel like we won, though.
I do. I'll give this one to us.
Yeah, and not just because we were behind. I just feel like we were way more engaging than this
I like to look
page.
At it this way. Mm-hmm. Would it be more fun to read this Wikipedia page or listen to this episode?
In reality?
In reality.
Listen to this episode. Yeah, for sure. That brings the score all back to tied. Two wins for us, two wins for Wikipedia, one tie. That feels pretty good.
Yeah.
We have to end this episode the way we end every episode, by coming up with a fake fact to leave on this Wikipedia page to try to pass off as real. Mine would be that the plural of Batman is batsman.
Batsman?
Batsman.
That might be hard to work in organically.
Yeah, no, it would be caught right away, but I just enjoy it so much, I don't care.
I think your suggestion that there are 17 universes.
I like how you had to limit it to a number, but because I said the number, it's now my suggestion.
I'm going to pin this one on you.
All right.
Because I think there were different sections for the dumb ideas that people have about reality, so why can't our dumb idea be in there? See, now it's ours.
That is true.
We did it together.
Yeah, there's theories of everything in philosophy and skeptical hypotheses.
You can throw in, you can just say, on the Improvised Wikipedia podcast, two dinguses said there's 17 universes. So that should be in here, because why not? It's got a citation.
That's it. Nailed it. The reality Wikipedia page, as told by Glenn Tickle and John Lunger. We won, so that brings the score back to 2-2-1. And I don't know, this is the end of the podcast. It's a reminder to do all those things you're supposed to do at the end of it, like subscribe and rate it and find ways to connect with us on social media and give us money.
Find John Lunger on Twitter.
Yeah.
Are you just at John Lunger?
Yeah, and you're just at Glenn Tickle, one N. Yeah.
You're one N as well.
No, I got an N in Lunger, too.
Two N's in there. Yeah. I'm trying to gaslight Kelly Blue Book on Twitter into saying that they spelled Kelly wrong.
That feels like another conversation for another day. We'll check in next time. How's that sound?
Perfect.
Bye, friends.
Bye.